Welcome to another edition of the Broadway Radio Show here at HaynesHisWay.com. I'm your host, Donald Feltham, and this week we are celebrating the works of Michael Friedman. For those of you who do not know who Michael was, Michael passed away very sadly at the beginning of September of this year at the age of 41 due to complications from HIV and AIDS. It was a great loss for the theater community in New York because Michael Friedman was one of the real promising up-and-coming young songwriters for Broadway, for musical theater anyway. And he had written several off-Broadway shows, one of which had moved over to Broadway. And I think people really looked to Michael as someone who was going to have a very big future in shaping what the Broadway musical would look like in the years to come. I thought the best way to celebrate his work would be to go back and listen to three scores by Michael, from three of his shows. These are the three shows that I like the best, or three scores I like the best from Michael Friedman. And they're all of them are also in linked to his relationship with the Public Theater in New York. Even though the shows didn't necessarily start at the Public Theater, they did get their New York premieres at the Public Theater. And we're going to start with his show that moved to Broadway called Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which of course tells the story of the founding of the Democratic Party and of Andrew Jackson. It started, of course, at the Public Theater off-Broadway before moving to Broadway, and it was nominated for a couple of Tony Awards, including Best Book and I think Best Scenic Design. Sadly, the show, despite good reviews, it wasn't able to build an audience and closed after, I think, about 120 performances. So I thought, let's let the music of Michael Friedman speak for itself. So here are some selections from the score from Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson from 2010 here on the Broadway Radio Show.
Why wouldn't you ever go out with me in school? Always went out with those guys who thought they were so cool, and I was just nobody to you, nobody to you, nobody to you. But it's the early 19th century, and we're gonna take this country back for people like us who don't just think about things, people who make things happen. Sometimes with guns, sometimes with speeches too, and also other things.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Populism, yeah, yeah. Populism, yeah, yeah. Populism, yeah, yeah. Populism, yeah, yeah.
This is the age of, this is the age of, this is the age of Jackson.
I wish that you were dead so that I could paint your face a different color. Who was it that ever said that my life really couldn't get any duller? My family's dead and I can't see a way to carry on. I'm not. And my life sucks in particular. Life sucks. And my life sucks in particular. When you have no one to show you what to do, how do you find your way? When your country doesn't have a place for you, how do you have your say? How do you make them pay?
most wealthy New England Congress fucks would rather tax us and play polo all day than defend the frontier. No one's doing anything about it. Everyone around here's all pissed off, but no one's taking a stand. So I guess then that it's up to me. 1, 2, 3, 4! There's nothing left in this old town. Pick up your life and move it around. And what is here for me in Tennessee? Pick up your rifle and make a stand. You always said I should be like that guy, but guess what? I'm telling you, fucking Jackson, and my life sucks in particular. Life sucks, and my life sucks in particular. The rain will rain down, the blood will bleed out, the sweat will sweat forth. How can I be that guy? How can I be that guy?
Ten little Indians standing in a line. One got executed, then there were nine. Nine little Indians haven't long to wait. One got syphilis, and then there were eight. Eight little Indians trying to get to heaven. One found Jesus, and then there were seven. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Seven little Indians playing pickup sticks. One got burned real bad, and then there were six. Six little Indians trying to stay alive. One didn't do so well, and then there were five. Five little Indians banging on the door.
Of the corrupt bargain, which took place in the back halls of Washington while no one was watching.
John Calhoun says,
we need to find a scheme to keep the power in the hands of the chosen few.
John Quincy Adams says,
if my dad was president, I should get to be president too.
Henry Clay says,
I'll make you president if you make me Secretary of State.
Alexis de Tocqueville says something in French that
sure.
if you don't try to take away my slaves.
Henry Clay says,
you'll get Missouri cause I know how to play real politic.
James Madison said something prescient about this, but he was kind of a dick. Let's dance! John Quincy Adams.
The people are stupid.
Henry Clay.
They can all go rot.
John Calhoun.
They're lame.
Quincy Adams.
They suck.
Henry Clay.
Jackson's a total twat.
John Calhoun.
These guys are idiots, but it's Jackson who's a real threat.
I'm sure Michel Foucault would have an opinion, but he hasn't been born yet. Jackson is a loser. Jackson is a loser. Jackson is a loser. Jackson is a loser.
So I see where two roads divide. The public man when his wife has died. And just when everything I wanted was within my grasp, the irony, yeah, the irony is killing me. This public life, no private life. To my wife, I make this one last vow. I'll give my life to the people now. I'll be the man they need, the one to lead a generation. I'll listen to their voice with every choice as we transform this nation. Oh.
It's time to be that guy. I'm gonna take this country back.
There's nothing left in this old town. Pick up your life and move it around. You've got to get down to DC. Pick up your rifle and make a stand.
The change is coming now. Do you feel it? It's coming on now. It's coming on now. This is what we've been waiting for.
A continent, and we take it, we clear it out and make it in our image. The backyards, the driveways, the covered wagons rushing through the high plains, the motels on the canyon, they make us second nature. Was it for this country, the farms and the blood across the prairie, the nation we become as we build a second nature? No, no, no. No, no, no. No. Run and parking lots, the endless, endless fields and cities. We make them, replace them with all our dreams of the future. And what was it for? The swimming pools, the highways,
The ball games in the dusk on the battlefield, a type we were so foolish and so young. No, no, no.
Second nature to us.
From Michael Friedman's musical Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, we heard the cast with Populism, Yeah, Yeah. Then we heard Andrew Jackson himself, the very talented Benjamin Walker, singing I'm Not That Guy. Then the ladies of the cast sang 10 Little Indians, and then the cast sang The Corrupt Bargain, followed by Benjamin Walker and the cast singing Public Life. And then we concluded with Justin Levine singing Second Nature. Well, we're going to move on to one of the scores I thought was very, very interesting by Michael Friedman, which was from 2013, and it was his work with the Public Theater to do a musical version of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost, which played in Central Park in the summer of 2013. And there was a cast recording made of the show featuring a terrific cast, including some Broadway names like Colin Donnell and Bryce Pinkham. So here are some selections from Love's Labour's Lost with music and lyrics by Michael Friedman.
Young men are supposed to have sex. Young men are supposed to have sex and get drunk and sleep in on Sunday morning till brunch. Young men aren't supposed to read philosophy between the ages of 22 and 30. Young men are supposed to be callow and cavalier about things that later they will have to think are important. Young men, young men, young men. The world is supposed to open like an oyster. The world is supposed to open like an oyster. The world is supposed to be ours. I don't want to be the one who wastes precious time, the one who has no fun while I'm in my prime. Before I'm done, there will be dancing and girls. Oh, I don't want to pledge my brain to some college town before I've had a chance to look around. Locked up in Maine in a cap and gown. That isn't the reason you go to Brown or Wesleyan or other schools young men attend. Fast when there are bones we could be sucking dry.
Sucking dry.
Why give up anything when there are jokes and drinks and things to try? Oh,
things to try. Oh,
don't make me be serious already. Don't make me be 30 already. Don't make me be responsible already. Don't make me grown up already. Don't make me be anything but one of those young men.
Young men
are supposed to watch porn.
To make love porn. I need it.
Young men,
young men,
young men aren't supposed to read Plato or Derrida or Yeats or Adorno, Shakespeare or Kant or Goethe or Hawthorne. Books that sit on our shelves forlorn. Why read them now if we didn't before? No oaths, no regrets, no serious attention, no bookish retreats,
no quiet contemplation.
The world is supposed to open like an oyster. The world is supposed to be ours. Young men,
young men
are supposed to be meat, look sharp, dumb girls. That's part of the deal. That's what you're. Young men!
You ask what is love? Well, I have a love. Yes, I have a love for cats. I love cats, and that's why I'm the guy who looks up at the sky and says, I love cats. When I think of a cat, there's a feeling inside. It's a hunger, a gnawing that I just can't hide. Oh, I've tried, yes, I've tried, but I want the world to know, yes. I want the world to know. You might say it's disgusting, this way that I'm lusting, but my friend, you don't know till you've tried. You'll be making a beeline for anything feline, whether boiled or sautéed or fried. From their ears to their feet, it's the other white meat, black and white or Maine Coon, with a knife or a spoon. Tabby, calico, jellicle, snoot or raw, they're angelic.
That's what I really learned in college, to talk with confidence at parties about things I don't know, and to act like I'm a rich man when my net worth is actually pretty low, and to never be a fool, to never fall into cliche, to never take my feelings seriously, to know what not to say. So I would never write a love song, I would never speak in rhyme, I would never sing my feelings for a girl in three-quarter time. I would never hit a high note followed by a pregnant pause, and I'd never, ever, ever let myself believe the cause could be love, 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 love. Am I a man or just an also-ran with a good degree? Am I a man or just an infantilized boy in an expensive t-shirt? When I began to think I was better than our motto and his cliched love songs, no, I would never sigh or swoon or ever be a lovelorn fool. I am too aware of irony, that's what we learn in school. But now I see the life I tried to buttress with that learning. There's a trophy wife and a soul-killing job, all to justify your earnings. What I really learned in college, to care too much what people say, to use my words to mock or hide behind and never give myself away. But I look at her and wonder why we tried to live sequestered. Did I think my heart would listen to my mind and be unpestered by love? And I, Barone, forsooth, in love? I, that have been love's whip, a critic, this wimpled, whining, wayward boy? Maybe I'm having a change of heart, sweet Rosaline. I don't wanna play the part that I was given. You turned every cliche to art. It's like I never knew the words before. Yes, I will write for you a sonnet, and my verse will not be free. I will leave my heart upon it in a cliche minor key, 'cause she makes each cliche true, and now my heart is in her hands. My heart's on fire, my heart's an open book, my heart is on my sleeve, she warms the cockles of my heart. I don't know what the fuck that means. Proverbial king, you make me think about wedding rings and lots of bling and other things and love, 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 love. I'm having a change of
And now they're taking stuff away from you and me. They pay for better seats and plays that should be free. And they think it's fine to skip the line and cut in front to pee. Rich people think
the best things have no price. But then the bankers and politicians don't take that advice. In a rich people's world, I'll let them roll the dice.
'Cause we all have the stars, the sun, the moon.
And we'll all get old and we'll all die soon.
And if some people just don't care that things are tough and things aren't fair,
and you can't find your perfect niche,
or you can't sing with perfect pitch,
you might just end up in a ditch.
For anyone who isn't rich, life's still a bitch.
Love's a gun, the safety's off, and in the chamber there's a bullet, but only one. Spin it round, test your luck, pull the trigger and you'll know what you have won. It's either bang, a bright red flash of light, then sweet oblivion, or a click that means another round of tense anticipation. Is the pain worse than the waiting? Only you can make the call. Just one click and you'll see what you have done. Love's a gun, love's a game with cups and balls. You give your money, the ball is hidden, and the cups all look the same. You watch each move, you know the con. You've been fooled before, so concentrate. Remember why you came. 'Cause this time you know your choice is right. You finally beat the odds, but when he lifts the cup, it's empty. You're fooled again, so hang your head in shame. Love's a game, love's a play. You know the plot, it's a comedy, or that's what people say. Curtain up, you hear your cue. Boys meet girls and then hijinks ensue. It happens every day, and they tell you. Then no one tells you what to say. It always ends this way. Love's a play. Love's a crime, a bloody scene. The bodies piling up and clues galore, but who knows what they mean? Another hit, a killing spree. The killer can't stop his compulsion, he can't wipe his conscience clean.
Times for reading and contemplation, and there are times to jump into the fray,
and there are times to give a standing ovation,
like at the end of a great play.
And you sing la 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 la.
And someday someone else will put these feelings in a play, and philosophy will tell me something what I felt and thought today.
with happy endings, or a book I should have read, or the wisdom of Elizabethans many years now dead.
'Cause you are every word and book and every song that was ever sung, and I'll enjoy that while I'm still young.
And I'll enjoy that while I'm still young.
And someday someone else will put these feelings in a play, and philosophy will tell me someday what I felt and thought today. And soon we'll all be footnotes in a book of history. But the past is past for now, and the future is a mystery. And now
I need the rush of possibility,
the unprepared reply.
I need the sudden flash of anger
and the sparkle in your eye.
I need a better source of healthcare.
I need to stop smoking so much weed.
I want a cat.
I want a pony.
I want to stop being a crony.
I want these rich people to go away and let me do my job.
That's what I need.
I want to stop being the sidekick with the cynical reply,
or the clever confidant who never ever gets the guy.
I don't need convoluted speeches that no one will understand.
I don't need songs with backup singers
or a big brass band.
A big brass band.
'Cause we all have the stars, the moon, the sun. We can all make love, we can all have fun. And tonight the party isn't done.
No, tonight the party's just begun. So we will have books and rhymes and big long words.
From the public theater production of Shakespeare's Love's Labour's Lost, with a new score by Michael Friedman, we heard Colin Donald, Bryce Pinkham, and Lucas Nierverbrugge singing Young Men, followed by Justin Levine with I Love Cats. Colin Donald sang Change of Heart. Then Charlie Pollack sang Rich People, followed by Rebecca Naomi Jones with Love's a Gun, and then finally the cast singing the tuba song. A year after Love's Labor's Lost, Michael Friedman returned to the Public Theater one more time and rejoined forces with Alex Timbers, who had written and directed Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. And this time they were doing a musical adaptation of a popular book called Fortress of Solitude. The show had a very successful off-Broadway run at the Public Theater. Did not transfer to Broadway, but it did generate a cast recording. So from Fortress of Solitude, let's listen to the cast performing The One I Remember, The Time Keeps Changing, Superman Sidekick, If I Had Known Then, Who's Calling Me, and Middle Spaces on the Broadway Radio Show.
Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, big man, little man, who you gonna be? Will you ever sing your song to me?
I don't remember her name, but she was the only white girl on the block.
La 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 la.
Gowanus, Brooklyn, 1975.
La 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 la. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, thief, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, big man, little man, who you gonna be? Will you ever sing your song to me?
Oh, baby, you're the one I remember, but you're playing me for a fool.
Marilla and Lala.
Richmond. Oh, baby, I know all the games you play, but you never show me the rules.
Will you ever sing your song to me?
And now, taking the field, here are 1975 New York Mets.
Hit, 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 hit.
Is loaded.
Fisher's game.
It's three.
Arthur Loam.
That's a base hit for Rusty Staub, and there's a runner aboard here in the third.
Hit, 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 hit.
Everybody singing a different song, but if they all fit together, then it can't be wrong.
Everybody singing a different song, but if they all fit together, then it can't be wrong.
Says that a Brooklyn kid won't grow up with the hang-ups that she did.
Or this little world,
my mother always says,
can make you feel trapped.
If we learn from the street,
a ball of glass,
I can learn from the kids
with no
I meet.
God above.
need. Here in Brooklyn, people aren't uptight, and I won't grow up only having friends who are white. She says, that's how I see it, that's how it is. She says, that's how I see it, that's how it is. Oh, I don't know what that means, but she said she'd rather die than have me grow up in Queens. Now I'm trying to find the beat. I'm trying to find the beat. I'm trying to find the beat. But the time keeps changing, the time keeps changing on me. My mother always says, knock on every door, and if it's hard at first, just go and knock some more. 'Cause all the changes that the world has known never happen if you act alone, singing on your own. Then she lets me put on a song, and sometimes we just sit there and sing along. California dreaming, California. My mother always says that the block will be the beginning of a new society. She says that I'm gonna go to public school so I don't become a privileged fool. She says that's a rule. At first it will be hard, but soon it'll be fulfilling. The times they are a-changing, that's why she named me Dylan. I know there's an answer. You can make it if you try. She says if I listen, I can learn to. So I'm trying to find the beat. I'm trying to find the beat. I'm trying to find the beat. But the time keeps changing. The time keeps changing.
That's how I see it. That's what I know. Sometimes you get the urge for going. Oh babe, I hate to go. And if the dreams that we share don't go as planned, share them. I hope you'll understand.
My mother always says that a Brooklyn kid won't grow up with the hang-ups that she did. And dad paints upstairs. I eat breakfast alone. And she named me Dylan. And I'm a rolling stone. Until she comes home. I'm trying to find the beat. I'm trying to find the beat. I'm going to find the beat somehow.
I'm just walking down the street, and the street is lonely. There's no one to save me, and no one for me to save. And I feel like I could be Superman. I could come and save you if only I could fly. I'm just walking down the street, and I hear you call me. I hear you call me from so far, so far away.
If you could fly, you could tag as high as you want.
I saw a dude flying once.
What? When?
When I first moved here. He went across the roofs.
Yeah, I saw that too.
If I could fly like Superman through the sky, I'd live forever in my fortress of solitude. A fortress built from Mingus food. I'd
my sidekick.
What power do I have?
Well, what power do you want?
If I was invisible, or like the shadow, barely visible, I'd see what evil lurks inside. When bad guys came, I wouldn't hide.
But you'd still be my sidekick.
If I was cool like Batman.
You mean really super cool? You don't need superpowers when you're cool.
And I could rule the school like you do, like Batman and Robin.
Like Aquaman and Aquagirl.
Huh?
Or Green Arrow and
Speedy. And you could be my sidekick.
My mother's on another planet. No kryptonite can stop me, can it? I'm safe when I'm alone in a fortress of my own.
So Peter,
walking down the street,
he and Johnny had a power.
'Cause I'll be flying.
Together they can change the
world. We'll be flying together.
Shape-shifting superhuman speed, mind control, x-ray vision, immortality. The power is a secret, it comes from me. You save the world the minute you see.
Trust a friend. That love comes to an end. What would I have done?
What would I have done?
If I had known then what I know now, that you never would be true, that you would leave me without you, that I would have to be alone, that every night I'd cry into the photo.
What would I have done?
I was a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy. I never knew what it was to be a man. And now I know,
now I understand.
I know it's over.
Be my brother.
never calls can't be my uncle. He is locked behind walls. Can't be my sister. Ooh, she won't see me no more. No, no. Can't be my friend. They all slam the door. Who is calling me? Who's calling me?
Someday all these bullshit songs will be of use. Someday all these old refrains will set you loose. Someday you might find the meaning of the time you were seduced. You were seduced. Someday you will find the song list makes no sense. The order you imposed is just a pretense. The chorus that meant so much, that chorus is a crutch, and the truth that it avoids is too intense. And the bridge is kind of awkward, and the bridge leads to nowhere, and the refrain and circles and circles on and 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 on. But the song makes a space. But the song makes a space. But the song makes a space. So try to hold on, to hold on, to hold on before it slips away. Chase a song and run away. Or maybe your father was wrong to stay, to sit upstairs and paint a space every day, to save a dream that's bound to fail, like a ring that lets you out of jail, to sing along that stubborn song that goes on and on and on. Some closure from Holland and Dozier. Sam Cooke and Michael Jackson won't give no satisfaction, 'cause whatever song you sing, it doesn't change a thing and won't bring back what's gone without a trace. But you have to know, there was a place called Dean Street, and my mother had a dream. And there was a boy called Mingus Rude, and he could paint so beautiful. So high, and two boys were friends, and they could fly.
they could fucking fly. That's how I see it.
And the song makes a
song. Makes a
song. Song makes a
song. Makes a space.
The song makes a
space. Makes a space.
Well, we just heard from three musicals with score written by Michael Friedman, who we sadly lost at the beginning of September. But thankfully, his work will live on in the form of these three shows, as well as the other musicals he has written. I hope you, if you've enjoyed any of these, I hope you'll get out there and purchase these cast recordings, because we do like to support cast recordings here on the Broadway Radio Show. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, please feel free to use the email link here on the website and send me your thoughts. You can also follow us on Twitter. Look for the Broadway Radio Show or B-Way Radio Show on Twitter and follow us. Join us again real soon for another edition of the Broadway Radio Show here at HaynesHisWay.com.